Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I heard, I had a chance this weekend to hear Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey was speaking on TBN, so of course I just stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and he was talking to, and he obviously knows how to get someone's attention because he might have TD Jakes as his guest. Okay. And he goes, hello. And then TD took the next, 30 minutes. And of course you can see, Steve's almost he's in tears trying to hold him back. Mm-hmm. And I'm an orator and a half. There's nobody that I've seen that can talk like, TD Jakes. Mm. And he's becoming more and more real as his life progresses. We all do. We all become more and more honest as we get older. We're just too tired to kind of, say, oh, well.
Here it is.
That's it. And he was talking about, TD was talking about, Bishop Jakes or the Potter's House in Houston.
Dallas.
I meant. He said, I was Twittering with the guys about a ball game. I guess it probably wasn't the Saints. And of course they're joking back and forth, and then somebody jumps on there and says, you could be witnessing to somebody right now. And he said that they would, if you wouldn't be watching this ball game, you could be out there doing this. He's talking about, everybody has to, it's God that stops people. It's people that stop themselves from going to that direction. We just share with them the good news. And so many people will keep, religious folk, and there's a lot of religion in America. Mm-hmm. There's so much religion that we almost think as a whole we're right when we are so wrong right now. Anyway, so collectively, and you gotta breathe. You gotta be able to, go watch the Saints lose at least once a year. You gotta be able to be real. You gotta be able to just relax, let down both your hairs. And normally it's the rigory of religion or the most people that are watching you do the work because they're doing the work with you. They're like, we need this time.
Yeah. Put on the game.
Yeah. And that's what I so love about, our crew with Gideon's Army, the leaders across the country that, every year we get a chance to bring all of our leaders together and just hang out.
Yeah,
and God touches us every single year.
Every year,
and we're almost 30 days away from that's coming up soon. And I'm looking forward to that. I want to encourage you that if you are a leader and you're alone, you don't have to say anything. We pretty much know how you feel. If you're alone, meaning other leaders are not around you, other people who are walking in the same area that you're walking in. I encourage you, find somebody to relate to. Find people who are walking the same walk and experiencing the same. You love God's people so much you want them to make it, but the reality is only God's going to empower them. So you're caught in between this time of intercession. Your whole life is this tension between the intercession of letting them know that God, it's just this is stress, tension. And we're only human beings, so we got to take a break and just get together and encourage one another in the Lord. And
right.
And I think it was in Isaiah when he talks about there was a time I told you to rest and you didn't. Mm-hmm. And because you didn't, then my word to you became do and do, do and do, a little here, a little there, until you fell, until you were taken captive. Mm. And what happened was it wasn't the fact that man or woman or that God's word changed and all of a sudden it got negative. You just get so worn out and you can get burned out where you begin to look at what's good. And because you can't physically respond to it anymore because you're just burnt out or worn out, you perceive it that way. But it's only because God said rest and you didn't, or you didn't understand that context of that. And so I want to encourage you, find somebody to relate to. It's time to stop being alone. You can't go out and relate. There's no such thing as relating to tradition, Of course, I love you. Didn't you get my note in your box? or, you know, it's about just hanging out with a few, you know, imitating what Jesus did, you know, it's worth investing in finding somebody that will celebrate you, that will be there with you in difficult times, that cares about you in addition to your call on your life, and wants you to make it. You know, wants you to make it. Paul said, you know, I don't go out there. He says, listen, we're running a race. We're not like a boxer beating in the air. No, we're not. We're running for the prize here to win the race.
Right.
And he said, because of that, I beat my flesh and make it line up, because I don't want to be disqualified for the very prize that I'm telling other people about, and they're getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, that couldn't be true. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. He said, many people are going to be like that. He said, many are going to come to me in the last days. And they're going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he starts listing different ministry actions.
Mm-hmm.
You're casting out devils, prophesying, and all these different things. And he's going to say, but I never knew you. Mm-hmm. So you can actually preach a gospel that other people believe and get saved and are with Jesus, and you can lose your way in this. And listen, if you are fighting on God's side, listen, and you're by yourself, you're getting that beat out of you.
Hmm.
And I just want to encourage you this morning. It's not good for men to be alone. It's the very first thing God said. And it's not about getting married. It's about getting right related in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all together have the mind of Christ. We together can do this. And it's amazing how much easier it is. And in relationships, you have to take your time in relationships. You can't just automatically say, hey, let's have a little conference and let's all get together in some stadium that last night they had a rock and roll concert in, you know, and they were screaming and hollering and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden in 5 seconds, you're going to, you know, get a relationship with somebody. You're going to have to invest in it. And it pays off. Listen, I'm telling you, this is what you're created for. You're designed for a relationship. And so, and you want to invest now because you're going to need it tomorrow. And if you don't have it now, and you do find a few other brothers, a few other sisters in the Lord that that will walk with you, remember that you're indebted to them, so you owe them something when you get through this time. Don't just walk away like they're a doctor and say, thank you for fixing me. You know, stay in that relationship, you know, when you're the one giving. You know,
what did T.D. Jakes just say? He said, early on in his ministry, he said, I got everyone that was all messed up, and I helped them and fixed them up and blessed them and taught them and trained them up. And then they got educated, knew something, and then they all left.
it's going to be a surprise to a lot of people, because the reason why Jesus says love each other is not some sort of penance. It's the fact that we're family. Because I want to be saved, I got to love somebody. It's like, no, because we're family. We're supposed to, that's our reward, is being the family of God. And that, you know, and the church is lovely, and God is merciful towards us, and the church is people and believers. And but you know, where are we in this family paradigm? You know, where are we in walking this walk with someone? And it's just so important. I liked what and this is what I was talking about with Steve Harvey. He said, well, my dad, and he did really good, because he said, listen, I don't know much. I'm like a couple hours old, and and TD's going, like, I see a seed in him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't see it. And when he stepped away from the front of the people and let TD Jakes, you know, begin to present at the end, you know, to begin to talk to people about God, and he shared his testimony. It was very good. He used an analogy of a he used to work with Ford Motor Company. And he was talking about how the blocks.
TD did or Steve?
Steve. Okay. And the Ford Motor Company builds their blocks and their cars out of scrap metal.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, used the analogy that, you know, God begins with a block built out of scrap metal, and that's who we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And for guys, it's really good to kind of see how this paradigm, even then God adds things to it and all this kind of stuff. But he said, this is what my dad told me, and this is what I want to say. This is what my dad told me when I was young. He said, son, he said that gazelles on the wilderness, they get up in the morning and they say to themselves, I have to run faster every day. I have to run faster than the Lions today.
Mm-hmm.
For me to be able to survive, if I don't run faster, not just run, but run faster than the Lions,
mm-hmm.
then I won't survive. And he says, in that same wilderness plain, a lion gets up every morning. And the lion says, I have to run faster than a gazelle today.
Mm-hmm.
I have to run faster than a gazelle today so that I can eat and I can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the tensions between life in itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, his dad told him, so whatever you do, son, hit the ground running.
Wow. Mm.
That's so true, isn't it?
That's good.
And wow. That's the design of God. Everybody, if we want a life like, is there some point that I'm not having to hit the ground running?
Hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have relationships with others and you're walking rightly related to the body of Christ, there's going to be times that you're able to pause, but somebody's running for you. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. It's not like there is no such thing as one gazelle laying down all by itself in the wilderness and taking a breath. That's a line they got up and like, dude, I could just walk today.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to run because the gazelle's laying there. You know, Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking mm-hmm. whom he may devour. But you still get tired. And so you're going to have to lay down at some point. You're going to have to pause at some point. Listen, I encourage you to, you know, build that relationship. And if you can't hit the ground running, and there's going to be days that you can't hit the ground running, you got to have a relationship with the body of Christ. Listen, Jesus said this. He said, if you say that you love me, and love is patient, kind, long-suffering, if you have these feelings towards God, but you don't love your brother, he said, you know, you're a liar. He says, you cannot have a relationship with me, with God. John's saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have a relationship with God, not John Ramos, but the disciple John. You cannot have a relationship with God who you can't see when you can't. You can't love a God that you can't see when you can't love a man that you can see.
Right? Uh-huh.
And it's so important. And that's where I think we're really faltering. And I'll be talking hopefully more about this, you know, in the days to come. But, you know, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, everybody jumps to sexual things. And the reason why is because we're so bound sexually in our nation now. But there's the biggest sin of it was complacency and a lack of concern, gluttony and unconcern with people who had none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's America.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people starving. There's just like, oh man, I really want to do something, you know, that we began. And we already, you know, obviously we're reaching out to with Exodus Cry, you know, helping the children and the ladies get free from sex trafficking, you know, across the world. And today's the biggest mm-hmm. day of slavery in the history of the world. We're reaching out to Avi Mizrahi in mm-hmm. Israel. I mean, we have a lot of different things we're reaching out to. But I would love, mm-hmm. you know, as we mature and our, you know, you stand with us, that, you know, we begin to really do a significant thing for, let's don't be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's say, you know what, mm-hmm. we're not going to keep just feeding our mouths and not feed somebody. So, you know, we reach out to the hungry and the homeless and the ones needing clothes and shelter in America. But there's so many in the world. We're only like 5% of the population who are trying to live off, you know, maybe if they're doing well, $2 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really want to see that, just so that we can be not only on the right side of history, but just that's, it's hard. It's can you imagine how difficult it was, you know, to minister in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Hmm.
Wow.
Like, no, we're not talking about that right now. No. And they don't think anything's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think what they're doing is wrong. They don't think they're unconcerned about people that are suffering is a big deal with God. They don't think that their abundance, when there's so much lack in the world, means anything to God on his scales of justice, when they're only hours away from being destroyed.
Mm.
It's hours. And even he goes down and begins to even look. God sends somebody down there and says, you know, go through the town. Maybe you can find somebody. And the thing about it is you still want to remain faithful to God. And that's what I'm talking about. It's going to be these are days, you know, that just like Steve Harvey's dad told him, you know, you got to hit the ground running. And it's not necessarily, we're not talking about physically running, although at times you may have to. It looks like those days are coming soon. Mm-hmm. But just hit the ground running and abiding with God. I mean, when you hit the ground in the morning time and you spend time with God, and if you don't know how to abide with him, we got a good plan for you at iabide.org. I mean, you're hitting the ground running when you say, you know, I'm going to spend time with God no matter what happens. I'm preparing myself for my day now, my spiritual energy level, getting wisdom from God. And that's a way of hitting the ground running. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, praying for, and it's part of abiding, but praying for other people, you know, praying for what's going on and listen to what God is saying to you. I just want to encourage you Monday to let you know that God is with you. God's got a plan for your life. If what you're looking at one day used to go, man, this is so exciting and I so enjoy the things of God and God is so good and he's blessed me so, and all of a sudden you're looking at the very same thing but you're getting a negative emotion out of it, it's just you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're worn out. It's not that God has changed. It's that you're just a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to pause for a little bit. I encourage you to turn off all your digital stuff, you know, all your visual stuff, and just pause. Go out and look at the mountains, or go to the park if you're in New York, or, you know, go out to some of the plains if you're, you know, in the middle of the country. Go to the mountains if you're in Denver, you know, go to the oceans or the Gulf if you're on the Gulf Coast, or whatever it is. I mean, just pause for a little bit, and because we're going to be talking about some things coming up, and you need to regain your composure.
Mm-hmm.
Because something's about to happen, I believe, dramatically in the world, and you need to not be looking at what's good, and because you're fatigued, you're calling it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or walking with God, which was such a joy at one time, all of a sudden it becomes a little here, a little there, do mm-hmm. and do and do and do. And he says, it's because I told you to rest and you wouldn't. So if I got a word for you this week, is, and this is a perfect time, I mean, you're on all these different reasons that you can pause off of work and do different things. You can pause and just, you know, don't run 10,000 Christmas parties and all that. Just find a way to find rest
mm-hmm.
in the awesome month that we celebrate the Lord who gave us rest in God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he says, those that don't even enter into this rest can't even enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to encourage you, don't the hecticness of shopping and all these different things people do and spending money they don't have to buy gifts for people who don't care,
right.
Who, you know, it's just crazy. It's trying to buy love. And listen, if they don't love you now, and if they love you all of a sudden because you gave them something, they don't love you. They love what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to Jesus. You know, Jesus healed everybody, came in contact with them. He delivered them. He loved on them. But then he says, okay, that was all the gift giving times. He says, now, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood.
Mm.
And then the ones who loved him stayed.
Right.
And it was a huge crowd, but how many was left behind? Mm. 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
12. And so it's okay. I mean, just be careful. You know, stay within your means. I want to encourage you. We need to make available on VFN TV, Restoring the Purity of Giving.
Yes.
Restoring the Purity of Giving. Because it's because the enemy, because we have people who are driven by, we have children quite often that are running parents, you know, demanding, and they're just children, the youthful lust about running things and stuff and whatever, and they're making these demands and their parents love them, and they start thinking, oh, I got to get them this, I got to get her this, I got to get this thing. Is like, they don't understand that you don't have the money, and mm-hmm. you don't need to borrow that. You don't mm-hmm. need to go borrow money, and it won't be their fault, but, and you can't explain it to them. You just have to look at your children and say, you know, restoring the purity of giving will really help you out, because it'll give you perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you perspective on what you need to do. Before you start shopping, I encourage you to go to VFN TV and watch Restoring the Purity of Giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.